my bank tomorrow to speak that.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
What is this customer service for? Because I just noticed that somebody took six from your company, took $67.32 out of my account.
Well, let me check that, ma'am, and see what's going on.
What's the name of the service?
Well, we work for different companies, ma'am, but in order to see what was it charged for, I need your zip code and your name.
My zip code is 14619. My name is Joyce Phillips.
Okay, I see your name over here. Can you please confirm your shipping address?
122 Flanders Street, Rochester, New York, 14619. Because I'm going to dispute this with my bank, because I didn't order whatever it is from your company. I didn't order it.
One second, ma'am. Let me check that first.
I'm looking at my bank account. That's how I got your phone number.
I understand. Give me just one second while I go through this, all right?
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. So I can see that on the 31st of March, you ordered the Wi-Fi booster welcoming gift, which
no,
was...
it was for $5. They said it came from Kohl's. It was for $5. Now I'm going to the bank and dispute that because they already took $5.34 out of my 32 cents out of my account. They already took $3.99 out of my account, and now y'all took 67. I'm going to dispute all three charges because I never ordered. It was a promotion, and they say you ordered it, so all you pay is for shipping and handle. Shipping and handle was $5.94, and protection was $3.99. Y'all done went in my account and took my money out. I'm going to my bank tomorrow and dispute it because I never authorized that for nobody to go in my account and take no $67.32 out.
Give me one second, ma'am. I'm just was trying to explain what happened, all right? So what happened is that that was a free welcoming gift because of the membership that you got to the factory store. It's a website.
I don't have a membership with nobody.
It's a website that has factory prices instead of retail prices. But in order
That was a scam then because somebody emailed me and said it was from Kohl's and congratulations. That's what you just did was a scam. I didn't order that. It's supposed to have been for, they tell you to pick your price and you can pick something, say pay for shipping and handling. I didn't order nothing for $67. Now, this is going to mess my account up because my bill come out tomorrow. I'm going to my bank. I'm going to dispute all three payments, the $5.32, the $3.99, and if you don't get my money back, I will be disputing this tomorrow with my bank, $67.32. I didn't authorize that. That's a scam.
Well, give me one second, ma'am. I'm going to cancel your account. Don't worry about it, all right? I can actually help you with that.
And that's supposed to be a reversal. Reverse my money back.
Give me one second, ma'am. I'm not finished yet.
Mm-hmm.
I just canceled the subscription, so that's done. And give me just a second to reverse the other stuff, all right?
Yeah, I can see when it reverses on my account.
Yes, I understand that, ma'am. Give me just
they took money out of my account three times. They took $534.399, then they went back and they took $67.32. That's three times they went in my account for for a thing to say you get it free. All you do is pay for shipping and handling. That was a lie.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, no, it wasn't, because everything was explained in detail in the terms and conditions. The $574 was the shipping and handling for the gift. The gift was a gift because you were getting a membership, right? And you had to agree
to
that.
No, that ain't what it said. It said you congratulations and told you to pick an egg. When you pick the egg, it tell you could buy one of these things. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handle, because that's what you want. That was a gift. It didn't say nothing about no membership or nothing else like that. And I want my money back. It's a scam.
Ma'am, I already processed the refund. I already canceled the subscription. And you see that money back into your account in no more than 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, because if it's not there and if it don't show up reversal by in the morning, I'm going to my bank.
Ma'am,
thank you.
If
it was a reversal, I see it all the time because I made a mistake with the Home Depot and they scanned my card twice. When they figured out it was a thing, they reversed it. The reversal come right back on. If it's not on my account by in the morning, when I get ready to go, I'm going to my bank and I'm going to put a dispute that.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to explain to you that it shouldn't take more than 3 business days, all right? Yeah,
I'm trying to see
it tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
I'm
me,
to,
and this is not
I know
up
what
to,
you're
I mean,
trying to
it's,
say, but I'm
it's
I
just
know what
because,
you're trying to say, but I'm trying
like,
to explain something to you. I'm trying to explain something to you. That's my money. Okay, you can't explain nothing to me. That's my money. And if it don't be back in my account by the morning, the same way you took it out tonight, because it was not there. I just checked my account earlier. The same way you took it out, that quit, put it back in there, or I'm going to my bank and dispute it. That's my money. That's not your money. That's not the company you work for money. That's my money that they stole out my account. Point blank. Can't say nothing to me about my money.
I mean, I don't control how banks work, ma'am, and I just wanted to
I know you don't control how
you.
Banks work, but you sure control how you take it out of the bank account. That's what you did. You control. You showed how you could take it out of the bank account the same way they took it out. If it don't be back in there by the morning, time I go to the bank, I'm disputing it because I didn't authorize it.
Well, just make sure whenever you speak to the bank that I actually told you that it shouldn't take more than 3 to 5 business days, all right?
You're not going
to
tell me how long it's going to take when you took it out in 1 day. So the same day you took it out, you should be able to put it back in the next day, point blank.
It's not
point blank.
I don't control how banks work, ma'am. You can let
them
know about your
concerns.
Okay, I
just don't mind. If it said a reversal, I would see it. I don't see a reversal yet. Any other time somebody put money back in my account, a reversal, it shows up in my account right then. So that means your half, if it's not in my account tomorrow, I'm going to the bank. I'm just telling you that. Point blank.
Yeah. Whenever you go to the bank, you let them know that I made you aware that it was going to be 3 to 5
business
days.
I'm not going to let them know that. I'm going to tell them I'm disputing it because you should have never took it out.
I already refunded you the money and canceled the subscription, man. There's nothing to be disputed here.
Yes, it is. You know what the dispute is? You went in my account and took my money out without authorization.
I
authorized the free gift for the shipping and handling and the protection for
$399. In order to get that, you had to agree to the terms and conditions.
No,
man.
No, I didn't agree to nothing. All I did was pick an arrow. They told me to take $695. They tried to get me to get something else, and I said no. And I said, and I went down there, and it was $4.34 and $399 for the protection fee. That's all I agreed to. I made snap copies of everything I got. Anything I buy, I snapped the picture snapshot. And I got a snapshot of it, of what I checked off.
And, I do apologize that you missed it, but I already processed the refund. I processed the cancellation, all right? Is there anything else I can do for you?
All right. No, I'm just going to the bank if it ain't in the morning. I'm just telling you that. I don't care what you did. I'll talk to you later. You have a blessed night.
You too, ma'am.